I know we need Jesus to be saved and go to heaven, but what does that have to do with fruit?
Jesus helps us grow the right kind of fruit. Stick around and I'll tell you all about it. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. I hope you're having a great day. Thanks for stopping by. So let me ask you this. What is your favorite fruit? Do you like apples? How about pears? Maybe oranges? Me, I like pineapples. Now, even though fruit is good for you, the best kind of fruit comes from Jesus. See, when you're a believer in Him, He'll help you to be loving, joyful, peaceful, patient, kind, good, faithful, gentle, and self-controlled. Yep, those are the fruits of the Spirit, and they only come from following Jesus. By the way, you can learn more about them in Galatians chapter 5. For now, let's listen to our story. It's called Trees and Fruit. There sure are a lot of apples on your trees this year, Dominic said as he and his uncle walked through the orchard. I can't wait for a piece of Aunt Susan's apple pie. It's so good, with the big scoops of ice cream she always gives me. Uncle Mike smiled. I'm looking forward to that pie, too, he said as they began to pick the fruit. I'm very thankful for the good crop of apples this year. Last year, the weather wasn't good for them, and the crop was very small.
I remember that, said Dominic. There wasn't enough rain for them, was there?
Uncle Mike shook his head.
No, it was pretty dry. They didn't get much sunshine either. We had a rather unusual summer, dry and cool.
Dominic and his uncle soon filled their baskets with apples. Hey, Dominic, here's something to think about, said Uncle Mike as they started back to the house. Just like trees soak up the sun, you need the sun to produce fruit in your life.
You lost me, Uncle Mike, said Dominic with a puzzled expression. What do you mean?
I mean the Son of God, Jesus Christ, Uncle Mike explained.
I know we need Jesus to be saved and go to heaven, said Dominic, but what does that have to do with fruit?
Didn't you learn a Bible verse that lists the fruit of the Spirit in your class at church? Asked Uncle Mike.
Oh, yeah, I did, Dominic replied. It talked about love, patience, kindness, things like that.
Well, that's the kind of fruit Jesus produces, Uncle Mike said. Not only do we need Him to be saved and have eternal life, we also need Him to grow fruit in our lives. People may think they're loving and kind and good, and things they do may look like fruit to them, but it isn't. In God's sight, it's worthless. Without Jesus, no one can produce fruit at all. The scent of apple pie suddenly filled the air as they approached the house.
Mmm, Dominic said, closing his eyes. Smell that?
I sure do, said Uncle Mike. It smells good. So how about you? Do you feel like you do some pretty good things? Do you think the fruit of the Spirit is present in your life? True love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control only come through knowing Jesus, the Son of God. You can do nothing good on your own. You need Him. So trust Him as your Savior today. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus as your Savior, make sure that you check out the Have You Heard the Good News section on page 102 of your Keys for Kids print devotional. Our key verse is Titus 3:5.
Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us.
And here's our key thought for today. You need Jesus. Do you ever feel like you can't ask questions about the Bible? Asking questions is actually a great way to learn more and believe for yourself what the Bible says is true. If you have any questions, I'd love to read them and put them in our Keys for Kids print devotional. You can send me your questions when you go to keysforkids.org/heyzach. That's keysforkids.org/heyzach. Well, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.